All right, everyone. My name is Jason Master Mateo with my Amazon guy. This is going to be a beginner tutorial on how to build a parentage using template flat file. This will be a step-by-step process. We've got two items that we're going to parent together, and I'll take you through each step here. Now, people get confused a lot of times with verbiage here, and they'll call it merging or other words like that. Let me get my screen onto the computer here. All right. So basically, I've got a blue cup and a white cup. And right now, here's the blue cup and the white cup. I want them to be on the same page, kind of like this product here. They've got a blue, a white, they've got some other colors here, but we want them all to be on the same page. And this is a parentage. Here, each color would be considered a child. And the parent is where a lot of the confusion comes from. So basically, if we look at another variation we have on the account here, you see these variations, we can see that, the parent here is this top one. Oh, this parentage doesn't have any colors in it yet. Let's try this one. There we go. So this particular parentage is a size parentage. It looks like there's a 30 ounce and maybe a 12 ounce or something like that. This would be the parent. It's a SKU. It'll have its own ASIN that's generated. And that is where the children collect to have that to be able to display on the Amazon page together. All right, so the first thing we're going to do is we're going to make sure that our products are actually on the back end here. So upload your products via template, flat file if they don't exist yet, or manually, your choice. But we need to make sure that they're here. So again, I have a blue and a white cup. We want to put them on the same page. So we're going to parent them together. First thing we're going to do is we're going to go over here and go to catalog, add products via upload. And that'll take us to this page right here. And we want to download our spreadsheet. So click download spreadsheet and get product template. And we're on amazon.com. So we're going to click amazon.com here. All right, next, we need to find our template. Well, how do we do that? We need to know what category we're in, right? There's a couple different ways. You can go into your product here and click edit, and it'll load here as soon as Amazon loads it. There we go. We're going to look for product identity, and we're looking for this item type keyword, right? So this says tumblers, but what if we forgot our actual category? The other way you can look at it is if you go to the product detail page, you can see right here your entire browse node tree. So it looks like we're in home and kitchen and tumblers and water glasses. So we'll go back to our file here, and step one, we're looking for tumblers and water glasses. Search home and kitchen, kitchen and dining, dining and entertainment, glassware and drinkware. Does that match our tree? Yes, it does. So that is our file. We're going to click select, and then we're going to scroll down the page here, and we're going to click generate template. All right. So now we have our Excel file through template. Perfect. Let's let that open. On the yellow top right here, it's going to have to click enable editing. All right. And there's a bunch of different little tabs here. The most important ones here are obviously the template that you're going to be filling in, and then also the valid values, which tells you the valid values for any of the fields that we're going to be putting in here. Okay. Now, fair warning, depending on the product type, there's different information you may or may not need to put into these flat files, depending on the category or the product type, that sort of thing. But this is a pretty simple version, just the tumblers. But we'll start filling out the template together here. You'll notice that your category will automatically be put in here. So you can just click down, and we're going to have three. So these two bottom ones are going to be our white and our blue cup. And this top one's going to be our parent that doesn't exist yet. So our brand name is going to be next here, and that's Momster. And we're going to put that for all of them. The brand name does have to match when you're doing a parentage. So let's make this two pages here so that we can see, so we can get our other information. And we'll go like that and like that. Perfect. Okay. So let's go back to our inventory. And here they are right here. So it's asking us for the SKU. So for the blue cup, we'll put our SKU in right here. And for the white cup, we'll put our SKU in. And then parent doesn't have a SKU yet because it doesn't exist. So let's just call this test parent. Perfect. Product name. For these, I just have some simple names. This is going to be whatever your title is. So there's that one. There's this one. There we go. Oh, it's got some dots in there. Let's get rid of those. Not that it matters. This is just an example. But and then for the parent, we need a product name. So this is just going to be Tumblr example. Perfect. For your parent name, if you have different colors or whatever, it's just going to be your title that you've created, minus obviously whatever you have in the end, if it's a different color or a different size or anything like that. Product description, we don't need to put any of that in right now. Product ID type is going to be ASIN, A-S-I-N for all three. All right. And for the ASIN on the blue, it's right here. We'll copy that in. And for the ASIN on the white, we'll copy that in. There we go. And then our parent, which doesn't exist, doesn't have an ASIN yet. But we want to put ASIN here because Amazon will generate an ASIN for the parent once we submit the file. Next here, we're going to have item type keyword. And for here, it's going to be tumblers. It's given to us because we put that in our file. Now all this other information is going to be already on the product page when you originally uploaded it. So what we're going to be doing here is a partial update. We're only updating the parentage, which doesn't exist. So you can leave some of these red blank. Sometimes, depending on the flat file, it will want you to update these. If you're doing a full update, and we can go to the valid values here to show you that, a full update, you need to make sure that all of the information is in there because it will override or delete things that you do not put into the flat file. Partial update, perfectly fine to do what you need to do here as far as leaving things out and that sort of thing. Okay, so all of this, we're good. We already have our images, all good there. Now we're in this section right here, the variation. So for variation, we're going to have parentage. The top one is our parent, and these two are our children. Then we're going to go grab that parent SKU we made over here, this top one. Go back over here, and under parent SKU, we're going to put, why didn't it copy? Hold on, let me go back and copy it again. Copy. There we go. Under parent SKU, we're going to put the parent SKU next to the children. Do not put it next to the parent. It will throw an error when you upload the flat file because a parent cannot be a child. Relationship type, this is going to be variation. Variation. And then for the variation theme, we have to go to our valid values. And it's a simple one. It's color, but we want to make sure it's valid for our file. It looks like it is right here. So we just take color and bring that back into color. So this will be blank. this will be blank for the parent, but the parent does need to be identified with the color, okay? There are some files, especially if you're doing, I think it's like three-step parentages, for some reason where the file might kick back if you don't put variation here as well. Not sure why, it's just the way it is. And next part here, we don't need any of this stuff, is that partial update I mentioned earlier. So we're gonna do partial update, and partial update. All right, and then there's a bunch of stuff that we're gonna skip. And I'm gonna make sure, I just got a notice here from Google Meet, doesn't realize I'm presenting. All right, so all this stuff, but we need color for sure. And here's our color. So the top one was blue, and the bottom one was white. And then color map, it's going to ask you for that too. It's literally the same thing. And white. There we go. And we'll keep scrolling along here. Don't need any of this stuff. All useless. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And fulfillment center ID. This is important even on a partial update. So these two particular SKUs are FBM. So we're going to select default. Now, if you are also doing FBA in the parentage, you would select the Amazon NA, which is the identifier for North American. It's saying it's an FBA product. If you don't select NA and you upload this file on an FBA product, it'll flip it to FBM. It's not the end of the world. You can go into your stranded inventory and there'll be a little button that says one click FBA. You click it and about 5 minutes later, pushes it back to FBA. But just to save yourself the trouble there, do that. Next, we're going to continue scrolling along here and scrolling along. Oops. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. We're looking for this red section. There it is. And in this red section, we just need to put one more thing here, and it's the item condition. And here we just need to click new and new for the other two. You need this and almost all flat files to say new, obviously, if you're selling new products, or the file will kick back with an error. So you do need to put that in. So here we are. Our parent is good. Looks good here. So we're good to save the file. So I'm going to save this real quick. And we're going to go into our account now. So next up, we're going to go back to catalog, add products via upload, and upload your spreadsheets. And let me go find the folder real quick. I think it's in my downloads, obviously. Oh. I was doing my taxes today. 1 second. Find the file. And there we are. Drop that file in there. And click upload file. Now we have to wait a little bit. We'll let that simmer and upload. Again, very important to remember a few things on the flat file, even if you're not doing a parentage. If the product is already on Amazon, always use the ASIN as the identifier in the flat file. If you use UPC or G10 or anything like that, or EAN, it always causes errors for some reason. It'll say this SKU doesn't match to the Amazon catalog. It'll say you don't have permission to upload products for this brand, even though it's your brand. Weird stuff happens. So just always use the ASIN when it is available. If you're doing a brand new product upload through the template flat file, that's when you're going to want to use your GS1 or your UPC. Let's go back here and take a look where we're at on our upload. And it looks like it shouldn't take too long. It's a It's a smaller file. It's important to have a strategy with parenting. You know, it helps out your, obviously depending on what you're selling, but helps out, you know, get more eyes on your, all your products, especially if you have like 15 different colors, like we saw in that one example. There are dangers in having a bloated parentage, especially for mobile shoppers, when you have, you know, usually over 7 to 10 items. Once it gets after that, it gets real confusing, especially if you run out of stock on different sizes or anything like that. I think everyone's, you know, been in a situation where they're online looking at a pair of shoes or something like that. You finally find the style you like, and then you go to click like your size and doesn't have your size, and you're let down. And you're like, oh, okay, well, maybe I don't need a new pair of shoes today. But different strategies there. We're still waiting on an upload here. And what I'll do is continue to talk about this, but I might cut this section out, but since we're waiting. Still looking. Well, I know what we could do here. So we have some other parentages in here. And when there's an error with your parent, with your upload, any thought file upload, you'll get a feed processing summary. It looks like something like this. There's also complete drafts where you can download this, for example. Let's see what happens here. No, that one's not going to work. But let's click download the processing report. And this is what a processing report looks like. We'll open this up. And processing report looks very similar to the file that you upload. It has this feed processing summary. This will tell you all of the errors. So this one says it's missing a SKU, for example. So simple stuff like that, you know, happens when you're uploading flat files. This one right here is saying it's missing age range description, which is required. This looks like it was a product upload file. You'll see errors, and you'll also see number of records processed. So even if you have warnings and errors, and it can still process the file a lot of times. So it will say right here, it would say 1 instead of 0. This particular file did not process. It looks like it was missing some important things that were required to upload. And you can then go into the template here, and you see product type was missing right here. I don't know what kind of file, maybe this was a test file or something like that, but it looks like there's not much entered in this at all, to be honest. But let's go back here, and now we can see our tumblers and water glasses has processed successfully. It has a processing report, but it's not showing any errors. So let's go into our inventory and look at that. There it is right there. We have this. Now, it's going to take some time for it to update on the product detail page. Usually it takes like an hour or two for it to pop up here. And once it does, you will have your parentage. One other thing, if you ever want to break a parentage, if you ever want to, you know, say I wanted to sell the white and blue separately again because they're both doing really well on their own, all you have to do is, here's the parent SKU right here, click the parent and delete the product and listing. I know it looks scary, right? But you can do that. It's not going to hurt you if you want to break the parentage. If you want to create a new parentage, say, you know, we're also going to now sell a blue smaller cup and a white smaller cup, and we want them all in the same parentage. Instead of going in and trying to update that flat file we did make, a lot of times the easiest thing to do here is just delete the parent and then make a brand new parent. You'll get less errors trying to modify an existing parentage. It's not to say that you don't or you can't do it that way. I mean, I do it often, especially if it's a large parentage and I don't want to completely remake it. But something simple like this, time-wise, it's easier to just delete the parent and then use that same file we had and make a new parent with the new products. My name is Jason Master Mateo, and this is a parentage flat file tutorial. Hope everyone has a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you next time.